Last weekend on this program, we checked in with Alton Brown for some baking tips for the holidays. We talked about pie crusts. Alton Brown is the creator of the show Good Eats on the Food Network, and he joins us again from Atlanta. Hi there.
Hello there.
So let's turn to cakes now. Another one of those mysteries. How can it go into the oven so well and then come out with this big sinkhole in the middle? Is there any way to avoid
that? Well, you know, a lot of things happen in an oven. And, you know, and it's funny because cakes are one of those things that when you talk to professional bakers and people that write recipes for cakes, they talk about, you hear the words formula and you hear words like balanced. And talk about a balanced formula. Everything in a cake, every single ingredient interrelates with another ingredient. It's like an engine. And one little thing gets adjusted in the engine, it can throw off the entire system, you know, which is why we have mechanics and why mechanics frustrate us, because they say, well, you know, it could be this or it could be that. And it's exactly the same thing with a cake. When a cake goes into an oven, you know, so promising, there's that liquidous batter. A lot of things start happening. The bubbles that you may have worked into that that cake when you creamed it. You know, it's funny. Most people think that the bubbles that make a cake rise in the oven are actually formed by the leavening that we add, things like baking powder, baking soda, but they're really not. The bubbles that get blown into most cakes happen during that mysterious creaming method. And if you've made a cake from a recipe, you've probably seen that word, cream the butter and the sugar together. Have you indeed seen this in a recipe? Well, what's really happening there is that the sugar is being used as an abrasive to kind of bust into the butter and form a little micro bubble. Those bubbles, that's all the bubble that is going to be in that cake. What then happens is that when you build the rest of the batter, the chemical leavening that we typically see in cakes, things like the baking powder, just blow up those bubbles. It doesn't make them, it blows them up. So one of the first things that can kind of go haywire is that you didn't cream the batter correctly. So it looks like you've got a good cake batter, but in essence, it's already kind of flawed. It's already chinked at a molecular or cellular level.
Well, moving from science to urban legend, what if children run through the kitchen? Does that make a cake fall?
No. Can't we tell ourselves that's why it fell? You could tell yourself. You know, if you really need an excuse, odds are that it was operator error and not the kid. You know, that's an urban legend, culinary legend that you hear a lot with soufflés as well. Now, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, if you live by the San Andreas Fault and it's quake day, that, you know, an 8.4 isn't going to have an effect on the batter. But I have, you know, in the modern American home, unless your child is the size of a draft horse, that's just not going to happen.
Okay,
it's just not an effect. What is an effect is opening that oven door, messing around, looking in there, deciding to spin it, not allowing the oven to preheat properly. Heat is usually, or management of heat is usually, you know, the oven based culprit. You know, once a cake goes into the oven, it really needs to be left alone for heat to do its job. If you open that door even a little bit, you're letting out a huge amount of heat, and that changes everything.
All right. Well, I can't let you go without asking this. About this fun fact. You've said it's documented that a lot of architecture students end up becoming bakers.
Pastry chefs specifically, but yeah, bakers. Huh. You see a lot of that because it's all about structure. You know, there is a lot in architecture and in building that is also in pastries and cakes. I mean, when you think about it, if you've got something like a cream puff and you open up a cream puff and you see a giant space on the inside, that's like an atrium in a hotel. And the structures that hold the walls up in a hotel are the same kind of things that you have to take into consideration with that cream puff. So, you know, starch is concrete, steel is protein. It makes sense.
Okay, we'll believe you. Alton Brown of the Food Network show Good Eats, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. See you again.
Tomorrow, Alton Brown shares tips on preparing last-minute desserts, and we'll have a special guest with some time-tested advice. To see recipes from Alton Brown's latest book, go to our website, npr.org.